Now happy to be joined by Montreal native Simon Tassi for today's intermission interview. Simon, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, doing very well. And as I always do with our French-speaking, our Quebec natives, I want to start by giving you an opportunity to say hi to your folks back home in French. What do you want to say to them?
Salut maman, papa, vous dites, puis des fois Xavier, merci de me regarder puis de m'encourager. J'ai hâte de vous voir.
So can you now please translate what you just said to English?
just told my parents and my uncle and sometimes my brother, thanks for watching me and can't wait to see them again.
Yes, awesome. Let's start with your hot play. The line with you and Noah Sedakny and Sullivan Mack is absolutely on fire. You guys are a true number one line. I want to start with you. What do you think is making your game successful? What are the things in your game that you're doing well?
Honestly, it's a basic answer, but I think I'm just keeping things simple. Like, I got a lot of shots, like, every single game, and I'm just trying to get, like, as many, like, opportunities to shoot the puck as possible. Like, it's pretty easy to play with Sullivan and Noah, and, like, yeah, I think just keeping things simple.
Let's talk about what makes them easy to play with. Obviously, it seems pretty easy, but we'll go one by one. Let's start with Sullivan Mack. What makes him a special player? What are the things that make him easy to play with?
Honestly, it's his speed. He's probably the fastest guy in the BCHL. He's so, like, in the, like, he gets to the ozone so quickly, like, from the D zone. Like, he gets the puck in, like, the second after he's in the ozone. So, yeah, I think it's his speed is really incredible.
And then Noah, what is it about him that makes him easy to play with?
Probably his IQ. Like, he's also really skilled, but, like, what makes him, like, special, I think it's his IQ. He always knows, like, where the other guys are on the ice. And, like, he's, like, so intelligent on the ice.
One thing that the coaches have said about you in a positive way is that you've stuck with it because, of course, the first few games, you were doing good things, but the points and the goals, they weren't quite there. And now they've started to come. So at the beginning of the season, was it frustrating when, you know, you're getting some chances and the goals aren't coming? Like, what are you thinking about when the results aren't there? How do you stay with the process? What were you thinking?
Honestly, it was more frustrating because, like, I felt like the team wasn't winning and, like, I felt like I couldn't help them, like, help us win. But honestly, I wasn't too worried. I knew, like, my game was coming back. I knew, like, it was going to take maybe one or two games to get adjusted, like, after I don't know how many months of not playing. But no, I wasn't too worried about the points.
Let's talk a little bit about last year, because obviously last year was your first year in the BCHL. When was there a point in the season where you started to feel a lot more comfortable? I know at the end of the year, you picked up your game and got hot there. When kind of was it last year where you really settled in?
Honestly, probably after Christmas, like right after Christmas. I think the Christmas break, like, really helped me, like, for the first year of junior. Like, I think, like, everybody's gonna, like, come in, like, differently for this first year, but I think, like, the first couple months was pretty hard for me to get adjusted to the level. But after Christmas, after, like, the 10 days off, I felt like a new man on the ice. I felt, like, a lot more confident. And yeah, I'd say after Christmas.
And then you took another step, like, this offseason, going from the end of last year to this year, clearly another step forward. You said you focused on keeping things simple, but I just want to know, is there a part of your game that you really, really worked on this summer and really took a step forward? In your eyes, what do you think really, really got better this past summer?
Probably just my strength, like, overall. I think, like, I just got, like, stronger. My lower body and upper body, I feel just, like, stronger, like, around people, like, in the corner, just, like, battling. I think it's a bit easier for me this year. I think, like, I really had a strong summer and, like, it made a big difference for this year.
Now, this year has been weird. It's been a COVID year where you guys have not been able to play that much. Just tell me a little bit about the past several months when you guys weren't playing. How did the coaches help with that time in keeping things positive?
Honestly, it was probably, like, how hard the practices were. Like, it felt like we were in season. Like, we were, like, battling so hard in practices. Like, it honestly felt like we were playing games. Like, the intensity was so high. I think that really helped us, like, stay focused.
Perfect. At home, you billet with Shawzy, from what I understand. Can you tell us what that's like to live with him?
Oh, it's unreal. Like, it's my first year living, like, without any adults and just, like, living by yourself in Shaw's is incredible with me. It's been an unreal experience.
Lastly, West Kelowna is the opponent today. What do you have to be aware of, and what do you guys have to do to be successful against the Warriors?
Probably just focus on ourselves. We just don't get into much of their game, and because we know we're the best team, and we just got to focus on being the best team. Like, if we start thinking too much about the other teams, I think that's where we start losing focus, and we're at our best when we just do our thing.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Simon, and keep up the great play.
Thank you.